I'm Dob Norris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United States President Donald Trump announced Tuesday that the U.S. is withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. Trump called the deal defective at its core and vowed to reimpose economic sanctions on Iran. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says when relations with Iran and the West suffer, Christians and minorities in Iran are often targeted.
We have seen repeatedly in the past that whenever international sanctions are put on Iran, Iranian government usually turns up the heat on its minority, on the Baha'is, on the Christians, on the Jewish population, and they use them as scapegoats to lash out on them. And it becomes a specifically difficult time for the Christian population in Iran.
Please pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Iran to be spiritually encouraged and learn more at missionnews.org. Is there really power in prayer? Triumphant Mercy is working with and prays for refugees in Lebanon, and they say yes. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna shares.
It's amazing how God just opened hearts. And this is our prayer, actually. We pray for that. We pray that hearts would be open because it cannot be us. It's not us who can do it. He has to open hearts and give a revelation of the Father, give a revelation of who Jesus is. And we cannot reveal anything. We can just do the acts, but the revelation in the heart cannot be done by us. We need the Holy Spirit every day.
Triumphant Mercy is giving food and supplies. They're also offering services at their health clinic, and they pray with every patient. Some people have even started coming to the clinic just for prayer. Please pray the Lord would continue changing hearts and opening doors for Triumphant Mercy to share His gospel. Again, learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dob Norris.